This podcast brought to you by the Bose Headset 10.
Hi, this is Mark Cook reporting from AirVenture 2008 for Kit Planes and AvWeb. One of the big discussions, of course, at the show is the 51% rule, some of the changes the FAA is proposing to the guidance there. For another perspective on that, I'm with Sebastian Heintz of Zenith Aircraft. Some news for you. We've got a couple of new aircraft showing here, but we'll get to that. But tell me your take on some of the changes the FAA is proposing and how it would affect your kits.
Well, number one, we really want to know what a lot of the specifics on what they're proposing and how they're interpreted. Again, the 20% fabrication and so forth, it boils down to how are we interpreting what that fabrication is, and so we really need to have the FAA give the industry a little bit better guidance. We'll definitely be commenting on the NPRM, showing that, again, the purpose is to build simple airplanes, and we've been doing this for 20 years, where the builders are definitely building, you know, the majority of the aircraft. Again, how it's defined, I know there are a lot of different points of view, and I think valid points on how we define this 51%, and I know it's gone full circle, I think, and now the FAA really needs to decide. You know, the purpose is not to stop people from building airplanes, which I think this new proposal, it's making it a lot more difficult, or potentially can make it a lot more difficult. And I think that's definitely not the purpose of it, especially for kits like ours that have been on the market for over 20 years. We know that the builders are building the majority of it. And even with our new models, we're not doing anything fundamentally different, where sometimes we're using more technology and how we build it. That's just keeping up with the times. But we're continuing to do what we've been doing for 20 years, and we don't want to scare people away now with this new rule that again, the FAA has indicated they don't want to change what successful builders have been doing.
Now, it's fair to say that technology has pushed a lot of things in experimental aviation, including, you know, everything from EFASIS on down. Now, as a manufacturer, how has technology helped your world?
Well, I think technology is there to make our lives easier, whether it's in airplanes or in any other industry, and we need to use it for that. And on the manufacturing side, sure, it can do a lot of the menial tasks, whether it's CNC routing, punching holes or cutting out holes or cutting out areas. But that really doesn't take away from what the builder does. It just makes it a lot easier. You know, if you rather than measuring out 5,000 holes, if you can have them already pre-punched, even if it's a smaller size, like, I mean, that just makes our lives easier. It's no different than with GPS. It doesn't change what we're doing in the air. It just makes it a little bit easier and a little bit less stressful, and quite frankly, getting safer to get from A to B, because you know where you're going.
Well, now, you know, mentioned safety, and now one of the contentious issues here is that the more we try to put back on builders, and the more the raw fabrication we ask builders to do, you know, most people in the industry think that that's actually a step backwards in safety. What's your view on that?
Well, yeah, you know, when it's all said and done, you know, the 51% rule is not a rule about safety, and we shouldn't use that as an area to really address safety. The 51% rule is more of a method of how we register these airplanes, which is why I don't think it's right to bring in the safety argument here, because again, I think we're losing focus of what it is we're trying to do here. Is we're trying to find a way for amateur builders to build their own airplanes. Obviously, it's in everybody's best interest for safety, and that's in anything we do. But again, that same argument could be saying we shouldn't have plans builders out there, which is, I think, that's not fair either. I think again, the 51% rule, it's a method to build for amateurs to build airplanes, and that's what the safety is really not part of this argument, I think.
Now, let's suppose that the entire U.S. Political scene has changed, and suddenly you are made king. What would you do for the 51% rule? How would you rewrite it? How would you cast it for the betterment of the builders?
Well, it's nobody's ever bothered to ask me that question if I were made king. But no, I think as is the rule. Again, the standard rule in the FARs is a good rule. I think just better guidance and I think for customers to know what they're getting into, and I think part of that is the FAA's job, is Kit Planes' job, and so forth, is what building an airplane is all about. And I think over the last over the last 20 years, but even over the last few years, again, a lot of these kits have become rather sophisticated airplanes, and I think some of the kit manufacturers have been marketing them nearly as finished airplanes. And I know now with the LSAs, we're seeing seeing more and more of these airplanes that were available as kits that are now available as an SLSA airplane. But you know, so sometimes it's more of a gray area in terms of what is kit or how quick to build. But I wouldn't change that 51% rule at all as is. I think again the definition of how, you know, we've been asking the FAA to do that for many years is have a uniform definition of what is 51%. Have a much better interpretation on this qualification list, on this approval list, and part of their NPRM, I think some of their ideas are good ideas. Having a one team that goes and evaluates teams, and we've been asking that for years. We've been asking for that, and I think that will benefit everyone in the industry is because kit manufacturers would like the guidance of what we can do and what we can't do in our kits. You know, we want to make good flying airplanes, and like you were saying, safe airplanes, of course, but. You know, so it everybody has the same interest in this. I don't think there are opposing interests. I think some of the pro builders out there, professional builder assistance centers, yeah, it might affect them. But again, they would still like to know what the rules are, and they can adjust their business model accordingly. We all want to play by the rules, and I think it's the FAA's job to give us good rules. And then number one, and number two, of course, is enforce those rules a little bit. And I think that's in many ways this whole issue has come up is because the existing rules have not been enforced.
Well, that's certainly a rational assessment of it. Keep the rules we have, enforce the rules that as they are written, and give us some clarification. Well, I appreciate your time this morning. It's been a very interesting discussion, as it has been with a lot of other people at the air show, and we wish you a good rest of the week.
Well, thank you, Mark.
My pleasure. This is Mark Cook reporting for Kit Planes and AvWeb at AirVenture 2008.
Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the seventh consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2007 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.